It sounded like this at Olympia Stadium. The Beatles? Well, they were in there somewhere. After the screams, the crying, the show of love and excitement, the audience filed out, and the Keener mics recorded the Beatles press conference.
Anyone like to raise their hand?
How do you like Detroit so far?
Great.
What we've seen
very little. We've seen very little. The show we enjoyed.
Thanks.
No, we come here to play, not to see.
Mr. Taylor.
Okay, use the mic.
What was the last question, which I didn't hear?
What do we think of Detroit?
What do they think of Detroit? They say it's great. What they've seen
of it so
far?
Was it a disappointment not to see it? And we said no, because we've come here to work, not to see it.
We saw a bit of it, though.
I don't mean this to be a facetious question, but does that noise out there, if you ever go in with a little bit of flat and packed way deep in your ears so that the din and the noise...
No.
No,
we're used to it.
We're immune to it.
Sounds nice.
Hello.
Sounds nice.
Oh, man.
Just checking. Guys, which artist or musical group do you think has most influenced your music?
Nicky Cuff,
I'd say. No, American coloured groups, mainly, and early Elvis Presley.
In fact, the Detroit sound.
When Elvis was...
In fact, yes.
Tamla Motown artists are our favourites. The Miracles, the Impressions, Marvin Gaye.
Tam,
Mary Wells,
the Exciters.
Major Lambs, to name but 80.
Chuck Jackson. The Exciters.
What's this, Bill? What's this one?
The Bit in the field.
And the Bit in the Bathroom. We had a laugh, didn't we? We had a laugh, anyway.
Do the jelly beans bother the Beatles?
Yes. It's awful. Actually.
It's worse when it's not really jelly beans, when it's... Once there was a about that long silver pin that they used for sticking on kilts in Scotland, and it came flying through about 200 miles an hour, just missed me. Oh,
very dodgy.
Is that an affirmation, or do you think it's are they throwing it for you or against?
I think so, but it
they throw hurts. Jelly beans.
And when they run out of sweets, they throw whatever they've got on them, which hurts.
Ever throw anything back?
No.
No, I think we did once.
Have you written the new screenplay yet?
I'm not writing it. No, I'm having hard enough time trying to get to sleep.
Fellas, with the exception of being on stage, after the performance is over, do you socialize with each other or do you go your own separate ways? I always wanted to ask you that one.
But we can't go.
Or is it like in the movie?
We all go the same way, don't we?
Yeah. Especially on tour, yeah. It wasn't a joke.
What are all the drunk?
Of course it was a joke. What?
John Wade.
Good joke.
Some of the kids, like I noticed in the first show, should be ejected by the police because they do talk.
No.
That's stupid.
They should just confiscate the jelly beans at the gate.
Or just eat them.
Just ask them not to throw them. You know, throw streamers instead and we'll have a party.
Or balloons or something light.
What reaction do you guys get individually when you see these kids crying and they get this hysteria?
Well, you don't know. If you're on stage, you're really thinking about what you're playing, you know.
And it depends how bright the lights are.
Sometimes you can't see anything.
Yeah. But the overall reaction is just one of being flattered. You know, it's just nice to think.
Or flattened.
You know, I don't think they're crying because they're unhappy.
Do you guys think of yourselves as singers and
romantic
idols at the same time?
We're just singers, you know. Not or shouters, really. Whatever you like to call it.
What do you think about all the psychologists giving
rubbish.
All these heavy definitions of what it all means.
They've got nothing else to do, them fellas.
Just one moment, this one is here.
You know singing, you know music,
I used to paint, but only because I had to.
Acrobatics, all sorts of things.
Lousy. Pardon? Oh, I didn't hear what you said. You said well, you missed it.
Oh, he's nasty today.
If you had a son, maybe
someone would be... I have. I've got one.
Would you like him to grow up to be a Beatle?
No, I mean, what's the point? It'll be all outdated when he grows up. I haven't a clue. Don't mind, you know.
Probably won't last that long, though, will it?
No.
I mean, he's 38 now.
John, what made you decide that Peter wouldn't have
Why did World Without Love go to Peter and Gordon?
Because when Paul and I were fiddling around with it, and they heard it, they sang it good, so we gave it to them. They're good, aren't they? The new one's out too.
The new one.
Get that.
At your local record stores, I Don't Want to See You Again.
I Don't Want to See You Again, Peter and Gordon.
That's not a plug, though.
I'm wondering how our Detroit noise compared with the noises in other cities?
Favorably.
Which one out there was the hair roll along?
It wasn't.
We met each other with long hair, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't really this long, but it was longer than average, you know. And it wasn't just an idea that we suddenly got saying, you know, haha, that'll be a gimmick. In fact, we didn't even know it was a gimmick till somebody told us it was, you know. Somebody kept asking, people from the press said, you know, well, what's with the hair? You know, it's like everybody else's, isn't it? You're a bit stupid.
Whom do you consider your chief competitors?
Who are the chief competitors of the Beatles?
Elvis.
Sophie Tucker.
he does well, him, you know, he's not messing about.
Next to the Beatles, who is your favourite British one?
Animals.
And the Stones.
And the Searchers.
The animals off at the Paramount New York,
well, I mean, nobody knows them yet, but, you know, they'll know them, they're good.
Good group.
When the show is over for the day, so you guys head back to your apartments or houses, do you listen to record albums?
Sometimes, not very often. Rock and roll. Yeah.
Or the ones that we were talking about before, you know, especially the ones made here in Detroit.
But not Basie or Shearing?
No. I've got a Shearing album, but, you know, you've got to be in a good mood to listen to him.
We're not very keen jazz fans. We like a bit of all kinds of music.
How about George Gershwin?
Yeah, okay, you know, but don't go potty over them.
They were great, but we like
them. Have you had a chance to meet Elvis Presley, and if so, what was his reaction to you?
We haven't met him, we'd like to, you know.
How about Mancini? That's
Henry Mancini.
He's great.
In fact, we met him in a nightclub in London, actually, but I think he never noticed.
Can we have the noise down just a little bit at the back?
Ringo, is it true that you have stated you would like to be a disc jockey if you were not a
Beatles? No, someone said, what are you going to do when it's all finished? And I said, I don't know, but it'd be good fun being a DJ. And since then, I've become a DJ.
You have?
Only by word of mouth, you know.
Oh, well.
So any minute now, you'll read Ringo leaves to become a DJ, but it's not true.
Ringo, are you engaged?
She doesn't know.
Yeah. No, I'm not engaged. You only have to take someone out and the marriage you're off already, you know, you don't stand a chance.
You don't stand a chance,
do you? No, there's no...
How about you, John, when it's all over? You got any plans?
Well, you know, no plans, no. Why plan?
Well, you know, the only thing that really sounds like a plan is that John and I will probably carry on songwriting. But other than that, nobody's made any plans.
Question behind me.
Fellas, I know in Europe soccer is the big sport. Do you have any favourite sport here in America, such as baseball or American football?
We're not keen
on any sport.
Very unsporting, really. Smoking is a good sport.
What do they think of the Dave Clark Five and the Rolling Stones in one breath?
The Rolling Stones are good.
Well, we've just remarked on that. We like the Stones. You know, Dave Clark's all right, but I prefer the Stones. Yeah. And
when will it be out?
Oh no, you know, just when I've finished it.
From what you've heard so far, how does American radio compare with British radio?
You can't compare it really, because in England there's the BBC and then two commercial stations which are outside of Britain, outside of the zone. In America, in each city they have about 30
So you can't compare it.
It's much,
much better over here.
It's more fun over here, though, the radio.
It's more exciting, the radio here.
The Beatles left the confines of Olympia after the second show. WKNR's Larry Kane, who traveled with the Beatles for the entire U.S. tour, recalled something else of the Detroit visit.
You know, escorting the Beatles to and from a performance can be mighty dangerous. Two officers from the Detroit Police Department yesterday found it that way. The motorcycle escort started at the Whittier Hotel and went over to the Olympia Stadium where the concert was held. In the middle, though, downtown Detroit, two of the cycles cracked up. The officers fell 5 feet to the ground. Their motorcycles were damaged slightly. They got up, continued in the procession, a little safer and possibly a little more frightened, but they know now what the Beatles mean. The Detroit police came out 500 strong for the show, the two shows, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. You know, when John, Paul, George, and Ringo get on stage, things seem to be getting wilder all the time. For example, at Detroit's Olympia Stadium, girls put a giant phone number on a poster about 20 feet wide and 20 feet long, and it said, so-and-so and so-and-so love the Beatles, phone this number. I don't know how many young men may have phoned their number last night. And then there was this watch. Now, you know, we've talked about things thrown on the stage before, and in Detroit there were pins thrown. One of them barely missed John Lennon and jelly beans, of course. But one young lady from up in the balcony took a beautiful gold watch and threw it on the floor of the stage. A policeman picked it up, brought it to Lost and Found. I looked at the watch. It was inscribed to a certain name. It was a beautiful watch, a beautiful keepsake, and I was shocked that someone would actually throw it. When I told the Beatles about it later, they were a little disappointed that the person may have lost their watch. But that's the way the extremes go when it comes to John and Paul and George and Ringo.
Well, the Beatles have left Detroit, and we hope they'll be back in the Motor City. Perhaps they can spend more time here next time. Although they themselves are gone, much of them remains. Certainly their music. And Keener has captured much of the Beatles' wit and humor on tape, and answers to some of your questions. WKNR newsman George Hunter and the Fab Four.
Paul, you mentioned last time you were in here down south when you and the boys were told that there was a stamp out the Beatles Club in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
You made the statement, we'll start a stamp out Detroit Club. How do you feel now after the reception you've been given here in the Motor City?
It was only a joke, really, anyway, in the beginning. But, no, it's a great place, this, you know. I don't want to stamp it out. Lovely place.
How'd you like your first show here this afternoon, Paul?
It was very good, you know. We were excited, you know, as excited as the crowd. It's good.
Regarding the futures, when the Beatles as a group becomes a thing of the past, will you and John continue your writing together?
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
I have one other question for you, Paul.
We do them afterwards.
You said you would continue writing with John in the future?
Yeah, I'm sure we will, because we've always done it as a sort of hobby. And even now it's a hobby, you know.
Well, being a songwriter, you mentioned that your writing in particular was influenced by the Detroit sound. Just what did you mean by that, Paul?
Well, if anything, you know, we've been influenced by the records that we've always bought. And one of the big sources of records for us, as far as we're concerned, our Detroit record.
George, can I get a word in here with you? Do you have any plans for the future?
Well, for the future, I mean, tomorrow's the future, isn't it?
Well,
but we've got plans. We know what we're doing until around next March or April. Around that time, we should be doing a new movie. But after that, we don't know, you know.
By future, I did not mean you as one of the boys or the Beatles as a group. I meant you as an individual when the Beatles as a group becomes a thing of the past.
Well, the thing is, we won't know, we won't plan a future until we realize the Beatles are shortly to become a thing of the past, you see. But the way it looks at the moment, we're all right for a bit, you see.
I would say from the sounds here today that you're all right for a good many years to come, but there is nothing in particular that you would like to do other than be a Beatle.
No, I wouldn't mind producing records or doing, you know, something. I'd have to do something in the business if I didn't perform.
Well, John and Paul are going to continue writing. Ringo says he wouldn't mind being a disc jockey, and you have nothing in particular.
Yeah, I think out of the lot. I'd like to be an independent record producer.
Ringo, I noticed one of the national magazines here in the United States, after your movie, dubbed you as a star.
Yeah, well, it's a load of rubbish, you know, because I'm not an actor. I don't think any of us are really actors. We're just doing our best.
You don't feel, then, that you have a future in the acting business?
No, not at the moment, you know, maybe...
The fact that they did say that you were able to project a strong personality and you could find a very lucrative future in acting, you disagree with that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, one other question, Ringo. I noticed when you were doing your solo in that first show, you perspired quite heavily. Do you always work that hard, or was it particularly warm here in Olympia?
It wasn't particularly warm. We always perspire a lot anyway, you know. You're sort of throwing ourselves around, and it's... I don't know. We knock ourselves out, you know. We give them all we can, and you knock yourself out.
And you did say that in the event, when the day comes to pass, that the Beatles as a group is no longer in existence, you would like to go into the radio business as a disc jockey, didn't you?
I said that one day. Well, you know, I think it'd be good fun.
I think
just something I fancy, you know. You may change my mind next week.
When you had that slight accident in New York, when they grabbed a hold of you and pulled your chain off, you mentioned one word. You said, with a strong tug, I managed to get the chain back.
Tug.
That's a beautiful word. Well, thank you very, very much. It's like someone said to us.